This is the Word of Truth broadcast sponsored by Mount Zion Bible Church of Pensacola, Florida. This is Pastor L.R. Sheldon, Jr. speaking. We count it a privilege to be able to come in your home again today with the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. This weekly broadcast of the Word of Truth is dedicated to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God as it is to men as they are, for the sole purpose of the glorification of our triune God, the edification of God's people, and the salvation of lost souls. We give you an invitation to meet with us each week at this time to partake of God's Word together. Greetings in the name of our lovely Lord, whose we are and whom we serve. Welcome again to another Word of Truth broadcast. Our Bible reading will be found in Isaiah 61, beginning with verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the spirit of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Let us pray. Our Lord Jesus, we just give thee glory today, that thou art the one who has opened that way whereby we can come to the Father in thy name, through thy shed blood, through thy rent flesh, and on the basis of thy imputed righteousness. We give thee glory. We praise you and thank you for all that thou art and all that thou hast done. And as we have gathered together today to deliver that word which thou hast laid upon our heart, a word, Lord Jesus, that describes of thy condescending grace, oh, we pray that it will go forth in power and much assurance to each and to every heart. Get to thyself glory in this hour, for in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Don't you praise the Lord that in salvation He comes to take up His abode within us? That the Holy Spirit brings us into that living union with the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby we are made bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh, and by faith we are united to the living God in Christ? Well, beloved, this is the meat and marrow of the gospel. This is what God does for us by His grace. Christ comes in to dwell by His Spirit, and we are joined to the Lord Jesus Christ in salvation, in that living union of love. I praise the Lord for this. We say thanks for your letters and gifts received this past week, for the encouragement and support of this Word of Truth broadcast. My dear friend, would you like to share in this radio ministry of the Word of Truth, preaching the Word of God as it is to men as they are? Then will you write us telling us that you are praying for us? That's our greatest need today, is the prayers of God's people as we preach His precious Word out over the ether waves. Will you write us and tell us that you're standing with us in prayer? And then we'd like this month to offer another book. We do this each month, as you know. This one is entitled All of Grace by C.H. Spurgeon. These messages from the heart of C.H. Spurgeon focus upon the core of the Christian gospel, the grace of God. And that's been our theme now for some weeks, hasn't it? He amplifies the scripture declaration that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. The opening sentence of the book, he boldly states what his object is. The object of this book is the salvation of the reader. Then he begins to write upon such topics as God justifieth the ungodly. It is God that justifieth. Concerning deliverance from sin by grace through faith, and what faith is and how faith is illustrated. We want to place this little book in your hands for your perusal. It's free, postpaid if you'll write us. Also, these messages that we're bringing on the grace of God are in print, and they're free also if you'll ask for them. We'll be happy to send them to you. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And now for God's message. We continue our series of messages today on the grace of God. As we've said before, what a gracious theme this is, the grace of God. For what is grace, this grace of God? Will you listen? It is the quality of God, that attribute of God which leads Him to be gracious towards and to bless the utterly undeserving. Grace is favor shown to people who do not deserve any favor at all, who indeed deserve the exact opposite. We cannot be reminded too frequently of this, for that is why the Holy Spirit in the New Testament repeats it over and over again. You see, it was while we were without strength. It was while we were ungodly. It was while we were sinners. It was while we were yet enemies that God sent His only begotten, dearly beloved Son into the world, even to die for poor sinners like you and me. And beloved, that's grace. So let us repeat it again, and His favor shown to people who deserve anything but favor, who deserve wrath and punishment and perdition. In our first message, we showed you how God's grace flows to us through Christ in the election of grace, the effectual calling of grace, our justification by grace, the grace of faith, the forgiveness of our sins by grace through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then the grace of our union with Christ in crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. In our second message, we showed you how the power of grace is manifested in the deliverance and salvation of a lost sinner who was under the reign and dominion of sin, and how that blessed our heart. And then in the third message, we showed you what God's grace gives to us for time and for eternity, as illustrated in the lives of the Corinthian believers. And did not our hearts burn within us as God gave us that word, the much mores? There was more yet to come, and truly there shall be yet more, even in our glorification, the final end of the grace of God. Now in this fourth message today, I desire by the grace of God to show you that this grace of God comes to us exclusively and only in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. And dear friend, this statement surely amazes me, for it shows God's amazing love, a love so strong, so pure, so unfeigned, that heaven was emptied and God came down in the person of His Son to redeem poor sinners from the slave market of sin and wrath. This precious truth that the grace of God comes to us exclusively and only in and through the Lord Jesus Christ is the theme of the Bible. From cover to cover, from Genesis on through Revelation, this is the theme of the book. That it was God's will in grace to save our never dying souls. Let us look at a few of these precious scriptures and rejoice together in praise unto our living God that He has given us this great salvation and that it is all of grace. Listen to Romans 5:15, where we read, "Much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many." It is the grace of God, the gift of grace. It came to us by one man, Jesus Christ, and hath abounded unto many. And then John 1:17 puts it, "Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." That's what He brought in. When He came as the Father's representative, He came and brought in grace and truth. And then isn't 2 Corinthians 8:9 precious? "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He were rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich." For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus. That was that condescending grace. From His poverty, from His richness to our poverty, that He might bring us from our poverty to His riches. This is grace. Again in 2 Corinthians 15, verses 18, 19, and 21, we find it like this. "All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself." And how? "By the grace of substitution." For the 21st verse reads, "For God hath made Christ to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." What did Brother Paul say in 1 Corinthians 1:4? "I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which was given you by Jesus Christ." And every one of you there today, in whose heart Christ reigns, do you not praise God for His great grace that came home to your heart? But not only to yours, but to all of the hearts of God's people. "I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given to you by Jesus Christ." So we see in these scriptures that the grace of God comes to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, and there is salvation in none other. "For it pleased God that in Him, our blessed Savior, that He would show forth His grace and His mercy to poor sinners." Let us now see how this grace of God comes to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Titus 2:11 puts it like this, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Here, grace is personified to mean the Lord Jesus Christ, for He was the one that brought it in when He brought salvation by the sacrifice of Himself. "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Can I ask you a question? I wonder if you've ever thought of this great grace of God bringing salvation. Do you rejoice in it? Do you praise God for it? Do you rejoice in it, my friend? That it's the grace of God that brought salvation to your soul? I wonder if I could get this great truth over to our hearts today if I would ask a series of questions and answer them from Scripture. I will try trusting that the Holy Spirit will enlighten our hearts and minds to see this great truth. Will you listen? The first question I would ask is this. Was the Lord Jesus Christ a party to the purpose and will of God to save sinners by His grace? And was He willing to bring it down to man? Was the Lord Jesus Christ a party to the purpose and will of God to save sinners by His grace? And was He willing to bring it down to man? We find the answer in Hebrews 10. We find the Lord Jesus Christ saying, "A body hast thou prepared me." And he's quoting from Psalm 40, where it was prophesied of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he said, "A body hast thou prepared me. Lo, I come in the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God." It was written in the book of predestination, the book of life, the Lamb's book of life, before the foundation of the world, that the Lord Jesus Christ would be willing to take upon himself the form of sinful flesh without sin, take upon himself a body, that in this body he might bring the grace of God to all whom God had given him in eternity. So we see our Lord Jesus Christ was a party to this purpose and will of God, and he came in that body, prepared him by the Father, that he might offer that body upon the cross as a whole burnt offering, as a whole sin offering, as a whole peace offering unto God, a sin offering for His people. But I believe this question is answered further in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9 through 18. In part we read there, "But we see Jesus, by the grace of God, tasting death for every man. For it became Him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren." So again we behold his part in the divine covenant of grace and his willingness to bring salvation to sinners. For we read, we see Jesus by the grace of God tasting death for every man. Further in John 10, we hear our Lord Himself saying, "While here on earth to manifest the grace of God, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." And again He says, "I lay down my life for the sheep. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I take it down. I lay it down of myself." And I for one believe, my friend, that this proves the Lord Jesus Christ's willingness to perform all that was written of Him in the eternal counsels and to carry out this covenant of grace and to open it up unto His people in time by His Holy Spirit. But I believe one of the greatest verses of Scripture that shows our Lord's willingness to bring the grace of God down to man is found in Philippians 2, where we read, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Isn't that precious? Here we have it, where we find it all together. He was willing, so He came, even to the death of the cross. For what reason? That He might show forth the amazing grace of God in making the way open, whereby God could be merciful to sinners, and there would be a fountain of cleansing open in the house of David for sin and for uncleanness, that we might have that new and living way whereby we might come into the very presence of this thrice holy God through the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. His shed blood, His rent body, and His marvelous grace that has been imputed to our account. He was willing. The second question I would ask to bring out this great truth of the grace of God coming to us through Christ is, in what manner did He bring this grace? I want you to listen now. In what manner did He bring this grace? I think, first of all, by a holy and righteous life without sin, so that by the shedding of His perfect, precious, sinless blood, we could be washed clean from all of our sins. It's not, as said in Hebrews 7, "For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests who offer up sacrifice, first for His own sins, and then for the people's." Oh no. We see that the Lord Jesus Christ did this, was able to do this, because He was sinless, and therefore His sacrifice for His people's sins would be accepted by the Holy God. And then He brought this grace down to man by actually becoming what His people are. Sin itself. And this by substitution. Listen to 2 Corinthians 5:21. "God hath made Christ to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." And as 1 Peter 2:24 tells us, "who His own sin, who His own self, bare our sins in His own body on the tree." And as Isaiah 53:6 says, "the Lord hath laid on Christ the iniquity of us all." So we see He was willing to become what we are, sin, so that He could show forth the grace of God in paying our sin debt in full. And oh, I praise God for this today. Do you, my friend? Made sin for us. Can you imagine that? God Himself incarnate took my place. He became what I am, sin. The very essence of hell itself was poured out upon our blessed Lord, because my sins was upon Him, the sins of God's people. Your sins, dear woman, dear man, young person, boy or girl, as you listen, is God dealing with your soul? The Lord Jesus Christ showed that grace, brought it down, by becoming sin for us who knew no sin. And I believe He showed the manner in which God's grace came to us by actually imputing to the account of every believing sinner His righteousness. Oh, I praise God, there's another side to this. Not only was my sins imputed to Him, but He showed forth this grace of God in imputing His righteousness to me. You see, by paying our sin debt in full, He can give to every repenting, believing sinner a right standing before God, which you and I, poor sinner, did not have and could not get any other way, but that God would give it to us by His marvelous grace. 1 Corinthians 1:30 tells us that Christ has made unto us righteousness, and it is on the basis of His imputed righteousness that we are justified before God and stand before God, perfect and holy and righteous in His sight. It's one of the most marvelous things that sinks down into my soul by faith, that I stand before God at this very moment in the Lord Jesus Christ as if I had never sinned. Brother, you talk about faith to believe something like that. It takes faith. And it takes the faith that only God could give to believe that. For you see, when He showed me how vile and wretched I was, and as He shows me my sins day by day and still my far distance, and I come short of the glory of God, I'm not yet what I want to be and desire to be perfect. Takes faith, and the faith of the Son of God, to believe that I stand before God justified in Christ and in His righteousness, and not one of my sins have been imputed to my account, and they never will be. And I stand wholly in the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Oh, what grace and what mercy. And then last but not least, I believe Christ showed the manner in which He brought down the grace of God by giving to each soul whom He has saved by the grace of God, His Holy Spirit. Did you know that this was the reward, Christ's reward, for dying in His people's place? That's what Peter said on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2. He said that when He went back to glory, He received the right as a reward from His Father to give to His people the blessed Holy Spirit who would convict us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. The Holy Spirit who would teach us and fill us and seal us and work in us the sanctification of grace and the fruits of the Spirit, that we might walk in a way of righteousness and true holiness. Beloved, this is grace, that God would do all of this for us. The blessing. Blessing. So let me repeat it again. The grace of God comes to us exclusively and only in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. For if He had not done what He did, if He had not humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, where would you and I be? So the vital question to me is, do you know Christ, thereby experiencing the grace of God in your life? Do you know this abounding grace? Are you rejoicing in it? Are you experiencing in it? Can you say with the songwriter, Thou, O Christ, art all I want, more than all in Thee I find? Is Christ this to you, my dear friend? Is your salvation merely a matter of saying, I believe my sins are forgiven? Or are you receiving us of His fullness day by day? Are you aware of Christ meeting your every need? Are you looking forward to the glory that He's going to give us in anticipation of it? Waiting for it? Hope stands on tiptoes, looking for it as faith knows that it's coming. Are you certain about it? Are you certain of the abundance of grace which we have spoken into these four messages? Oh, that every one of us would be able to sing of His amazing grace to our souls today, and we would walk in the fullness of God day by day in this marvelous grace. I pray that God's grace will rest upon us. You want a copy of these messages? They'll be sent to you free and postpaid if you'll request them. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. We're happy that you've been with us. Write us, will you? We ask that you write us and request these messages, for in Christ's name we pray. May God bless you. Goodbye.